Nate Taylor was asked if the Chiefs have made a call, if they've reached out to Donovan Smith.
I don't think they've made another call. You could always check in, but I don't think the calls have escalated. I know Andy Reid yesterday pointed out that outside of one holding penalty that I don't know if I totally agree with, Wanye was not really an issue against the Buffalo Bills. It was more pressure from the interior. There was a little bit of slippage from the right tackle, but I thought Juwan did fine. I don't think a call has been made. I know the Chiefs obviously signed someone from the practice squad for a receiver. You don't really do that for left tackle purposes. But the question now is the Kingsley Suamataia demotion a one-week demotion, or are we just putting you on ice?
So that was Nate Taylor just a little bit ago on the Midday Show talking about Donovan Smith. Now, I don't have any inside information. I don't have any knowledge about this topic. This is just my read on the situation. The Chiefs have two games in the next 10 days. If Donovan Smith is not on the team after the Black Friday game, where they have a couple extra days of rest and they're heading into the home stretch of the season, I don't think we need to continue to have the Donovan Smith conversation. I'm not saying they are going to add or not add Donovan Smith. I'm not saying that. I don't want anyone to take it that way. But the Chiefs play the Raiders on the 29th. Today's the 19th. So you would have to think that if he's not on the team by tomorrow, he's certainly not going to be on the team this week. Today's an off day around the National Football League. You then go back to work on Wednesday. It's in the CBA. You would have to also think that you're not bringing him in on a short week as you get ready on a Friday to play. You're not playing on a normal Sunday. So I don't think there's a realistic possibility. If he's not on the team for this week, I don't think he's on the team for next week either. I'm looking at December 3rd. December 3rd, December 4th. If he's not on the team by then, when do you think he's coming on the team? You want to know when he's not just joining the roster? The 17th of December. You can't just join a playoff roster at the end of the year and then be ready to go. That's not how this thing works. Not when you've had no training camp, not when you've had no OTAs, not when you've had no any of it. So again, I'm not saying the Chiefs are or aren't not going to have Donovan Smith. They very well may have him on the team. I'm saying that the clock is starting and you have said no to Donovan Smith what now has been 100 consecutive days in theory. You have said no to Donovan Smith and picking up that phone every single day. I'm guessing he would love to come back to play for the Kansas City Chiefs. I haven't seen an announcement that he's retired. He's not our dear friend Mitchell Schwartz. I haven't seen that. Every day you have said no to Donovan Smith. At some point, maybe no is just the answer and he's not coming back. But that time is winding down, so we'll see. I want to play one more cut for you guys. This was Nate Taylor. He was asked if the Chiefs could potentially move Joe Tooney to left tackle. Here's what they said.
That is a bigger concern, I would argue, because you're taking one of the best left guards in the league in Joe Tooney and moving him to left tackle. Now, we saw it for like a limited amount of time, I believe in the 2021 season when they played the Cincinnati Bengals late in the year, right? And he did fine. But it's clear that, like, Joe Tooney's technique, his balance, his punch, it's all, you know, really developed as a left guard, not a left tackle. Them having Ethan Driscoll up, I thought was sort of a little promotion for Ethan Driscoll, who has only gotten better, we can assume, between training camp and obviously making the roster as an undrafted rookie. But also, I think it's meant to hopefully motivate Kingsley Suamataia to take practice as serious as he can, to be as detailed as possible in the meetings, in the walkthroughs. And then, you know, if they bring him back for Carolina, which I think they should, hey, if something were to happen, you will maybe get one more shot in the event that, like, Wanya Morris goes down or Joe Tooney moves over to left tackle and now he's struggling or there's something that goes wrong with Mike Caliendo, who comes in at left guard because he's the veteran interior offensive lineman that you have.
I just don't see them moving Joe Tooney as a regular left tackle. I know he's played a little bit of left tackle and maybe in a pinch, in an emergency spot. Could I see them doing that? Could they go to Joe Tooney if an injury happens? Sure. But at this point, I just don't see that being their playoff plan, for example. I would be very, very surprised if that's the case. I certainly understand the question of that when it, in regards to Joe Tooney and why someone would ask if the Chiefs could potentially move Joe Tooney to left tackle. I just don't see that as being a very, very realistic option for this team. It would appear, at least in the short term, they have missed on Kingsley. They've missed in some capacity. And maybe not missed in terms of him being a viable draft pick. We're talking about a guy who has played less than a handful of games in the league. So I don't think they've missed in that aspect. But it is very safe to say that they've missed in, they thought that he was a day one starter in the National Football League, and he hasn't played four games yet, and they don't think, not only is he not a day one starting type, he was a healthy scratch for their most important game of the year. They didn't even want the possibility of putting him in case something went wrong. If an injury happened to Wanya Morris, they didn't feel comfortable enough about putting Kingsley in there. So when Nate talks about, is this a one-week thing? Or no, I think the Chiefs made a pretty symbolic statement by their decision on Sunday. We don't trust you even if an injury happens. Even if Wanya Morris twists his ankle, the bone bruise flares up, we still rather go in a different direction than put you in the game. I think the Chiefs spoke volumes. The Chiefs, I think, have been pretty clear in their actions regarding Kingsley. I mean, ever since they realized Kingsley couldn't play in the game against the Cincinnati Bengals, they sat him down. They have never gone back to him outside of injury. He then got another opportunity a couple weeks ago against the Denver Broncos. They saw what he could do, and then they made him a healthy DMP the next game. I think the Chiefs have told us how they feel currently about their left tackle position and with Kingsley Suamataia.